Well, it says Toni Tona Kaime, the Ravina, noted the price in front of a Ravina that ain't shining kemnach biyontif. No, you're not allowed to sift out the flour a second time on yontif. So him is mashma. Rashi learns that filo nofkol teichin tzorah kisim. Even if the pebbles or dirt fell into the flour, still you can't sift it out a second time. Ela boydikak some of yatzorah saborim biyodif. He knows the better answer is to do, pick it out with your hands. In other words, make this burr right now, but don't use a kli, which is more diamond than lechas, a burr, but rather just use your hands. With your hands, take out the pebble, take out the stones, whatever dirt fell in. That's what he learns. Ein shreine kemech biyomtev, avo nof atzrora kisim, but let's say, what should you do in case the dirt fell into the flour? Burr biyodoy. You're allowed to pick it out with your hands, because burr is mutter and yomtev, you don't use these kalim. Omale, he answers back, no. Kol shchein diyosa, for sure this is osa. Tevelay kebarer, this is like real barer. Trashi kol shchein diyosa, demechzei kebarer. It looks like you're really making a barer here. O barer av malachi, karkoda. V'hashoyne enem rakit sherei nira shakol yoytzim v'yen kantzubin. As if you only sifted a second time, everybody sees this is not a real sifting. Because they saw the flour was clean and ready, it's not really sifting. Mashenkein, cleaning out with your hands, taking out the pebbles that fell in, that's like a real burr. And a real burr, that's osur. See, here it's mashman in Gemara, that burr separating food on yomtiv it's osur. The maisel halacha, we hold it's mutter. So the chiluk is, it depends. Here we're talking about burr flour. The derech to be burr flour is, we always say, it's like, just like sifting or just like grinding up the flour. Usually you clean out the flour once for a long period of time. Like you clean out the 100 ton, the whole silon full of flour. So since the melacha is not done for Yom Tov itself, it looks like it's being done for the future, that's what's also to do on Yom Tov. That's the svara why you can't cut down the tefuah on Yom Tov, you can't grind the tefuah on Yom Tov. It looks like you're doing an avodas melacha for a long time. So therefore, burr, and this is also. Mashenki, when you have a plate of food they're serving you, you have your piece of chicken, you have your soup, and some dirt or fly fell in there, on Yom Tov for sure you're allowed to just take out the psyllus and throw it away. Even though on Shabbos that's awesome, but on Yom Tov it's mutter. Because this is burr, when the food is in front of you, it's near a claw, it's only lechon nefesh. You're only separating the food right in front that you can eat today. And that is mutter on Yom Tov. The same way you can cook the food today, you can mavaya the food that's in front of you. But here we're talking about, it's not the food you can eat right now. This is a bigger basket of flour you have here. So usually the derech to separate flour, to make flour clean, is not just to separate a half a pound you're going to use today. It's to separate 100 pounds that you're going to use for the rest of the week, the rest of the year. Therefore here, burr is also. Dorash rova barahuna. Zute apischa din adoi. On the doorpost of Nadoi, that shoinin kemech biyomtiv. You're allowed to sift it out a second time, the flour on yomtiv. It doesn't look like a melacha altogether. Everybody knows it's only the second time you make it look nice. It's not a melacha at all. Omelu Rav Nachman. Puku, go out, be omelu, and tell them, be omelu liyaba, tell my father, like, shakilu to vasecha, take back your good, vishad achizroi, throw it in the back. In other words, we don't need you. In other words, pukhazi kama mehuta, Hadorim bin Adoy. In other words, look that we have plenty of thieves in Adoy. In other words, even without your drasha, that's mutter, we also knew it was mutter. Even without you, we also knew it was mutter. Drasha shakiru to vasechem. And no machzik mechotoy, we're not going to thank you for your psak. The kach. Netuli to vasechem, metelas alakutim. Yeah, mutter nafos, hagam adoy, shakulun yoydesh mutter. We all know already that it's mutter. There's no nuchinish what you're telling us. Adoy is a big city, everybody has plenty of thieves that they use even on Yom Tov to sift out the flour. Even though for the first time you can, but if you have flour, you sifted out yesterday, and today you want to do it a second time to make it finer, it's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Today, Suha, the Rav Yosef, Nahala Kimcha, Rav Yosef's wife, we used to sift out the flour. Agabatim Huta, what is Shinui? On the back side, on the back of the sieve. Shrashi Bachura Yanapa, on the back of the sieve. He made a shinu on Yom Tov. Omar lo chazi diyano rifto mialisa bina. So he told his wife, you should know, make sure I want to have very good flour. And he told her, you don't have to do that. In other words, I want you to get me the flour the purest you could. Don't make no shtick here. Don't do a shinu. Do it the right way. Shrash riftu mialisa. Yatzrichas l'shanis. You don't have to change around, because you're allowed a sift a second time. That's what he told his wife. Same thing happened again, the Vesua, the Ravashi. Ravashi's wife. Nahala Kimcho Agaba Deptura. She also sifted out the flour a second time, but also with the Shinui. Joshua Agaba Deptura Achure Ashukhan. On the back of the table, Sheishla Toich, it had the back of the table has like a Toich, or something to Makabal to receive it. Vihoisa Shaina Kemich. She would do some type of a shinu. She would sift the flour again with an abnormal manner. Is Omer Ravashi? Ravashi told his wife. Omer Ravashi, Hodidan Brate de Romi Bachoma. Hey, my wife is the daughter of Romi Bachoma. Romi Bachoma, Morod Yuvdevde. Romi Bachoma, he was the one that passed in the soul shayla. He was the one that said the whole halacha here. Rashi says means medatik meister. He was a big poysik. He knew exactly what to do after yalochem. V'ilav dechazim mevein asi yolehev yovid. And if not that she didn't see by her father that that's the way they did, she wouldn't have been machmir so much. Another Ravashi was machmir. Okay, he could be machmir. Like Mistami, you saw by your father that's the way they sifted the flour on yomtiv the second time was with a shinui. So machmir, that's the loch. You're going to do it with a shinui. I think that's the loch also. If you want to sift it even a second time, you have to do a shinui. Right. Hoylech Odom Eitzo Chenvini Harogel Etzloi. On Yom Tov, if you're allowed to go to your friendly grocer man, V'yoymelon, you can tell him, Tein li beitzim. Today's Yom Tov, give me eggs. V'yagoyzim, I need nuts today. V'minyin, you're allowed to say, I need 10 eggs, I need 10 nuts. You're allowed to do that. Shekein derech balabayis li yasmoyne b'teich beisei. Because that's not only a derech of buying, that's what people use eggs. You say, give me 5 eggs now. You say, tell your son, give me 5 eggs. Give me 10 nuts. So since people talk like this, not only by selling it, even by using it in your house, so telling the storekeeper, I want 10 eggs, it's not derech mekech memchah, it's not ulzu d'chol, you're allowed to say this in Yom Tov. You can't say the price, but you're allowed to say, give me 10 eggs. Tana Rabbonin, hoy lech odom eitzu roya harogel etzli. You're allowed to go to the shepherd, for Yomolo, and you can tell him, tein li gedi echad, give me one kid, oy tele echad, one sheep. Eitzel Tam, you go to your butcher, Rogel Esther, you always used to going to him, V'yomalo, and tell him, on Yom Tov, Tein li kaf achad, give me one calf, one thigh. Or calf is what? Shoulders, maybe. Or Yerech achas, one thigh. Or else, Eitzel Pitim, a Rogel Esther, V'yomalo, Tein li tur. Pitim means the people that raises birds, that fatten the birds. You can tell him, Tein li turech, give me one tur. Or Goyzel Echad, one young bird. You fatten the birds. Say, give me a tour or give me a geizel. Eitzel nachtim, you go to a baker, harogel etzel, that you know him. The yomlan, you can tell him on Yom Tov, tainli kikarech, give me one bread, one loaf of bread, a gluska achas, one cake. The yetzachen v'ner harogel etzel, go to your storekeeper, the grocery man, the yomlan, and tell him, tainli eskrim beitzim, I want 20 eggs today. Oy chamishim a geizel, give me 50 eggs, nuts. Asara fraskim, give me 10 fraskim. The chamish remoinim, 5 pomegranates. The esrig echad, 1 esrig. Obavanchla yaskulay schumida. You're not allowed to mention the schumid rashi kav like kavayim. That's not. You can't say give me a kav, like give me a whole basket of kav worth. Because that's why it says that's called derech mekach memchem. But just to say give me the amount, that's not derech mekach memchem. We have Yishmoel ben Elazar Aimer, obavanchla yaskulay schumekach. Rashi Domin. That's the thing he holds us also. Mashma, to measure, to say how much the midah that you are allowed to. He just says the main thing is you can't mention the money. The schum mekach, that's also to mention on Yom Tov. Hadun alecha ain't sodin. Sodin Mishnah. Ha mevi kad the yain mimokim lemokim. If you want to carry a kad, a whole pitcher full of wine, on from one place to another place on Yom Tov, so Rashi learns, betoichat chum. It's Teichat Chum, Oyah the Erev. If you want to carry Chusta Chum, Yad and Eruvah Tavshilin, so you're allowed to carry these pitchers of wine in the far distance. Is the Alocha Lo Yeviyam Besal. You're not allowed to put the Kadim into a big basket. Uva Kupa. No, you can't put a lot of small pitchers into one big pitcher. Avo Mevu Yu Al Kseifa, but you're allowed to carry it on your Kseifa, on your shoulders, or Lufon of Ross in front of you. But you're not allowed to put a lot of them into one big pitcher and carry the one big pitcher. Rashi, lo yaviyim besal of a kupa. Lo say sholosh v'yabor l'tech kupa. To put three or four small of them into one big pitcher. v'yasim and you carry it mishum denira kamaitza dechoyel losses masois. That looks like a weekday act of carrying a lot of things that you should not do on Yom Tov. Aber maybe I'd say v'yachas eshtayim the muchader l'tzorich Yom Tov. You gotta carry one or two pitchers of wine on your shoulders. That looks like you want today. Or lefonah biyoder, carry it in front of you on your hands. That's mutter. V'chein ha'moylech es ha'tevin. Somebody's carrying a wheat. Lo yavshle takupel yachurev. You're not allowed to throw the bundle on your back. Aber maybe you biyoder. You let her bring it in front of you. Shrashi v'chein ha'moylech es ha'tevin lo hosik. Or lebeim either to make to burn it. To straw like, or else to give it the animals to eat. Lo yavshle kupel yachurev. You can't throw the bundle on your back. Tiganai Yom Tov, it's a Ganai Yom Shenira, Kineskavan the Melacha Rav. Looks like you have a lot of work to do. The rest looks like you have to go a very far away place, Kederachol, so you shouldn't carry the bundle, throwing it down your back. That's not Ubda, that's not Ubda the Chol, that's awesome. But you're allowed to carry the bundle in front of you. Avol maybe you'll be Yodoy. Another Melacha, Umaschilin, V'yareimas HaTevin. You're allowed to start emptying out. Areimas HaTevin, that's like a warehouse. That you have your tevin, you have your wheat there. So Rashtrans are maschilim by remas tevin, or the straw, you have your straw there rather. La hastik, you want to use the straw now to make a fire with. V'yafa pish loizimna b'mabajim. You didn't start to use this warehouse yet. So you hold your rug or the hastik, and you didn't use this to make fire with yet. V'ashtar mashmad lesle muksa. Now it's mashmad, does know from here to muksam. In other words, you had a warehouse that you stored away the straw, so poshul was muksam too now. You didn't have that to use it. And now, punk this yom to the first time you started to use it. Still, it's mutter. Avoloi b'yetzim shebemuksa. So you now let us start taking the wood that's in your backyard. Drashi avoloi b'yetzim shebemuksa. Rechova your backyard shachuri about in the back of the house. Kruya muksa. That's called a muksa. You set aside things there. Al shem she muksa li ocher. You set something away in the back of the house. V'yei nechnosim yetzim batod. You don't go there always. That's like a storage in the back of the house. For Shom Noistim Eitzim, there you store your wood. For Chodova Shein Daita Lito Lazman Merub, anything you don't plan to use for a long time, you store away in the back. Vumara Parach Seifel Ereshet, Ashtar Mash Nislam Moksa Chutz. Here you're telling me you have stored away wood in your backyard, since you didn't have that to use it for a long time. Yes, that's the Stira, the Gemara's Nias in the Mishnah. The first the Mishnah says, Barei Mesat Tevin, you're allowed to use. That's also like a storage that you stored away the straw. The churut should be muksa. You see, you don't hold for muksa. Then it says you can't use the wood that you have stored away in the back of your house. That's also only muksa. So what's the difference? How come the stored away wood you can't use, and the stored away straw that you could use? That's the thing the Gemara will ask. So the Gemara, Tana, we're going to the Braisa, in Miyevsha L'shanois Mutter. In the case of the Reish, where you want to carry a lot of barrels of wine, or pitchers of wine, you need a lot of wine for Yom Tov. If you're going far away, you have a simcha there, you have to take a lot of wine. If you can't make a shin, like normal way of carrying it is, put a whole bunch of them into one big basket and carry the big basket there. So Mishnah says, that's not nice to do. You should do is carry one or two, and that's it. Like, go back and forth. But let's say you can't. Let's say you need so much that you can't go back and forth. Then the Rabbanu will make and said, you're allowed to do without a shin. Mutter. You have a lot of guests over now, and you need a lot of wine. You have to bring a lot of wine at one time, and then it's mutter. Right. Asking Rava ben Mechuzah. Rava made a takon in Mechuzah like this. The Dore Beducha, somebody that used to carry the wine in the weekday. Beducha, that's one way of carrying it. Right. He says Beducha means the might in the string. Rashlan's Dore Beducha, Masri, the weight. Sha'odam Yochid, Noisi Akseifai, that one person carries on the shoulders. B'choyel, b'toyrech, that's the way usually you carry it in the weekday. In Bol Osset Oysel B'Yom Tov, you want to carry this weight now, this bundle, on Yom Tov, that's Tzorech Yom Tov, you're going Chovyis, if you have a barrel of wine, or a sack, Moliperis, a sack full of fruits. Yes, Yenu B'Yom Tov Baraglo. You should make a shinu, don't carry it on your back the way you do in the weekday. The Gemara says, again, the Dor B'Abducha, the Dor Baraglo. Somebody that usually a baggage that you carry on your own back, where if it's a hard package, don't do that on Yom Tov, but make a shinui, use the ragla. Rash learns, beragla means atesh current puka, kedarkoi, noisei melech, limchor, vesha tzorach l'shanes. Lokil master, lele harba tzorach v'yom tov. V'yatez zeh noyechu loseis boi master kovid, she noisei boi chovis aniseis v'ketev mishan lokilu. And ate means like a pitchfork. Pesach means like, you don't just throw it down your back, but you have the stick, like holding back on your shoulders, and the weight is all the way back there.
So it's a little bit easier to carry that way. You don't carry directly the baggage, the bag, down your back, but rather you have like a stick, a long stick. And on the other side of the stick is the bag, is the weight, and the stick is over your shoulders, you're holding the stick down here, it's a little bit easier to carry that way. Kitzi, you have to make a shino to make it easier. And Tfakir, the Gemara says, Tidore Bagra, something in the middle of the weekday, usually you always carried it this way, Bagra, Ledore Biakapa. Make a shino, what you have to do with Biakapa. So Rashi says, the Dora Baraglo, Master Chavis Gedelish, Regilum Losa Saisa Baraglo, Ledore Biagra, Yisu Biyante Bishne Bin Yodim. Make a shino now and use two people to carry it. They might be a long stick. Al Kesvayim Naino Nami Shinul Hokim. Like, let it hang in the middle of the stick. And you'll have two people on the two ends holding on the shoulders. So again, it's a little bit easier this way. You have two people helping you, it's easier. Right, the Dora Biachba, something in the middle of the weekday, that's the way you carry this big bundle with two people with a stick in the middle, with a bundle in the middle, is Nifra Suda Lavayu. On Yom Tov, make a shinui, throw a Suda, throw a handkerchief on top of it. Make some type of a shinui. Shashikalu V'yena Machve V'shinu Yubiyal Malatzniya. Stop, make a little shino to make it private. People shouldn't see what you're carrying. The Yimlo Yesh, let's say you can't even throw a towel over it. Shari, then you're allowed to do. The Yom Amar, like we learned before in the first Braisa, in the Yesh, Lashanis Mutiv, you can't make any difference. You have to carry a lot. You need it. You can't make the Shinoyim. Then you're allowed to do it even without making the Shinoyim. Rabbanu will make them. Omale Rav Chonin by Rav Ravashi. Omer Rabbonin, the Rabbonin said, Kama the Efshle Shnuyim Mashnina, like we just learned. If you could make a difference, then you do in the weekday, now on Yom Tov make a difference. Hey, Kama, as much as you could make a difference on the weekday, make a difference be Yom on Yom Tov. So he asked the Kasha, Vohani, Nashi, these ladies, to come alai in Chatzvaya Maya, the Yom Tov. They go to fill up the pitcher full of water on Yom Tov. They go down to the well to fill up the pitcher of water. And they don't make any difference. The same way they carry the pitcher back on the weekday, that's the way they carry the pitcher back on Yom Tov. How come nobody tells them anything? Why don't the Rabbanan tell the ladies they're doing wrong, like change, make some type of a shinui? So back, we can't make any difference. How else do you want them to carry the pitchers of water? Hey, Chilevin, what do you want to do? Somebody, a lady that fills up a big pitcher, she needs a lot of water. You want a tamale b'chatz v'zuta to fill up with small pitches. For the Gemara called mafshe b'lucha, that's not a good eitzom. She'll have to go back and forth a lot of times. You're making her walk a lot. So what's all good about that? Elamai demalya b'chatz v'zuta, a lady that only fills up a small pitcher, she uses small pitches. You want to tell on Yom Tov tamale b'chatz v'rabba. Instead of going back and forth two or three times with small pitches, why don't you fill up once with one big pitcher? So no, we can't say that either. Why? Komafshe b'masli. Because telling her to carry one big pitcher is also not so good. You're making it harder on her. We don't tell her to make a difference to make it harder on her. So therefore, we can't make any difference here. Elamai techsaya benichmato.
So Rashi says, techsaya benichmato means kisu shalitz, hosu lekaden. Put like a wooden cover on top of the pitcher. Let her cover it with a wooden cover. So Nista Gemara says, no, it's no good, because zimnin dinofel, sometimes the wooden cover will fall off the pitcher. Some learns it'll fall off and it'll break, and then she'll have to carry the pieces, and it'll be a lot of material for her to carry the pieces. So therefore, it's not a good idea to put a wooden cover on top of the pitcher. On this, the Gemara Kasha Tikrute, good, you're afraid it'll fall off, so tie it down. Tie down the wooden cover on top of the pitcher, shouldn't fall off. And the Gemara Zimnin Damastik, sometimes even the knot will come untied. V'yosala Mikterei. And she'll come then to tie it on Yom Tov. And Rashi says that's an av malacha. Rashi says, it's an av malacha, therefore it's not a good eitzah. Therefore you can't put this wooden cover on top of the pitcher.
On top of the barrel, that we're afraid of. For the Gemara, tifs your sudi olayu. So good, just spread on top of it the sudi, that's all. And the Gemara zimnin the metash v'mayin, or sometimes they fall into the water. We also they schitin, you come to squeeze out the towel. That's also to do. Hilkach, therefore le'esh, we can't make any shinuyim. Therefore, we let her do the way she does the whole weekday. Omale Rava Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. So Rav Bar Chonin said to Abaya, Tanan, we learned the Mishnah later, ein letavchin, you can't clap, v'yema safkin, you can't clap your hands on your thighs, v'yema rakten. You're not allowed to dance on Yom Tov. For the kasha, v'yidna, the kochazin and the avdin. Today, now, in his times, where the people used to clap their hands and dance on Yom Tov. Hochi, v'lei armin, l'hu, v'lei midi, how can the Rabbanan not tell them not to? Omalai, so I answer you back like this, l'tan, according to your svara. Anytime you do bad, you have to tell them, hodi yom arov, v'lelei sevinish apumad l'chaya. Rav has said that when you have a movi that you're allowed to carry, because you have a lechi on Shabbos, a lechi that's on the fourth wall, you just put a stick going straight up. So that's not to carry in the movi. So you're not allowed to sit right in front of the lechi, sit there. Why? Duma megandor le chefetz, maybe something will fall out of a hens. V'yosla suyad alam v'shus rabim. Like a fall outside into v'shus rabim, you come to carry it back. So if we now let us sit near the end, the entrance of the movi with something, because we're afraid it'll fall out there, and then you go to get it. For the Mar Bohani Noshia, we see the ladies, the Shaglina Chatzvaya, they carry their pitchers of water, the Oslin, and they go, the Yosra Pume the movi, and they sit down by the entrance of the movi, Flarmin Lublai Midi, and nobody tells them anything. So what's the terrorist? Elu, what do you have to answer? Hanech lemli Yisrael, leave these Yisraelim alone, mutev shiyu shaygim, it's better that there'll be a shaygim to do something wrong, not knowing about it, v'ayu yumezidim, and not that they should be amazed. In other words, he knew that certain things, even if you tell them, they're not going to listen to you. So if you know for sure they're not going to listen to you, then don't tell them, let them be a shaygim rather than being amazed. His Ochinam, the same thing here also by this barrel here. Not by the barrel. Same thing by dancing and clapping the hands is mutif shiu shogin by you mazidim. Let them be a shogin, do it unwillingly, and don't tell them, then they'll still do it to be amazed. This is only a svarin and issa the rabbonin. For if somebody is doing an issa the raisa, then for sure we have to stop them and tell them. So the maravaloi, if not true, loishno be the raisa, loishno be the rabbonin. Even certain things that midiraisa, they say as long as it doesn't say the farish in the Torah, even though it's midiraisa, still you don't have to stop them. The rabbon loyam rin lu, still we don't tell them. For loyamidi, we don't tell them anything. To a tois vesyom ekipurim, the iraisu, it's a mitzvah midiraisa to start fasting a little bit before Yom Kippur starts. That's tois vesyom ekipurim. Don't do malacha from before shki already. The achli vishos yatzach hashecha. And still, some people eat and drink mamash until shkia. They're not makayim the mitzvahs toisus Yom Kippur. And still, the rabbanon don't tell them anything, even though it's a mitzvah deraisa over here. But the klal is, since it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, it's only from limudim. And such a thing, we tell them shmutah shiyu shegin v'ayiyu mezidim. The Rashi says, "Hanach lemazoni v'dover shegilu boiv loyachsabem." Something that they're used to doing a lot, they're not going to change their minds. Therefore, you do not have to tell them to stop. Is mutish shiur shaygam yu mezidim lava keshiyodav loynichu bekaklos. These things, like you know for sure, even after you tell them, they're not going to listen to you. So you're better off leave them alone, and they should do it b'shaygig and not to do it b'mezid. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.